Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
It's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing this back. Jerry with a G, if you're Googling them. That's from the Wayback Machine. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find all the things that we do here, or the show, my writing, the books, the archives, the articles, the videos, and all of the things that our Brain Trust members have contributed to us, like our good friend Lee Branham, who's with us right now. And also the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. You can find out all about what I talk about in the book there and how to buy the book, all the different ways you can do that. Lee Branham, thanks again for hanging out with us. Lee's the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, among other books. He's the principal of Keeping the People Incorporated, and we're talking about teamwork, right, Lee? We're talking about some of the, you've identified more than a handful, almost two handful of things that we need to pay attention to. One of them we talked about last time was servant leadership, selfless leadership that leads to teamwork, but also teaching other people how to be leaders. So what are some of the other elements?
Well, there, one that I think is really important, and that is to have team ground rules. Some people call this a team charter. But basically, it's a list of things by which we're going to agree to live by. Certain
non-negotiable things.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like. My friend Brad Huskin uses that word a lot. I like the way he uses it. I mean, some things. If you say non-negotiable, you know, you don't have to explain that anymore. You know, it's just it's these are the black and white things, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. One of them is we're not going to talk behind each other's back.
Right.
As we know, there's things called meetings, and then there's things called meetings after the meetings,
right.
You know, where people get together and say the things they didn't have the courage to say during the meeting. So one of them, I had a leader one time who said, you know, I found out there's a lot of this going on, and I don't want that to be the case. I want to us all agree. If we have something that needs to be said or expressed, we're going to say it to each other.
Right.
We're going to have the courage to do that.
And not only the courage, but we're going to be grown up enough to take it.
Yeah.
And so, others, and if we have a team that is capable of respect, it'll be take even the criticism will be taken in the right way, right?
Exactly. It's easier to say. It's not so easy to do.
Right.
But, you know, the first time somebody finds out that it's happened, that person needs to be confronted. And you can't just say it. You got to really live by it and enforce it.
We can also teach people how to push the boundaries, right? I mean, we can teach people how to be constructively critical without being critical. What do you think?
Yes. I mean, there's... If you haven't trained your employees how to give feedback, whether it's positive feedback
right.
or constructive feedback, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. Most of us haven't been trained in the right way to do it.
Well, it's our default position is to say that won't work instead of pausing for a second and saying, John, tell me how that's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Or to simply to say, here's what I heard you say.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I heard that accurately,
mm-hmm.
So that they know that you empathize and you're in their corner at least as far as understanding what they're trying
right,
to say.
Right.
You know,
what's another step?
Well, let me just give you an example of some of the team norms or rules. Respect
right.
each other. Share responsibility. Criticize ideas, not people. Question and participate, attend all meetings, be on time, avoid outside interruptions, including no cell phone talking while we're in a meeting, listen carefully to other people. I mean, these are things that should be listed on a flip chart on the wall during every meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is point to them and say, remember, we agreed to this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And should you end the meeting... Should you allow enough time at the end of the meeting to say, okay, people, is there anything, what is it that you're going to want to talk to somebody else about this meeting in about 5 minutes? What would those things be? Let's do that right now. In other words, sort of say, okay, all right, guys, this meeting is over, but we're not going anywhere. We're going to have the after meeting right now. Let's get it on the table.
I like that, Jim. I really do. But the other meetings in and of itself is a whole different category of being in a successful team and not having a meeting unless you have something, you know, solid to talk about is very important, because you don't want to waste people's time. There are a lot of organizations just have meetings every Monday, whether they have anything to meet about or not.
Right.
You know, so, and then somebody should be responsible for putting the agenda together. Everybody should have the agenda before the meeting starts. Different people should be given the assignment of creating an agenda, just to spread that around a little bit. That creates more teamwork.
Meetings are often difficult. Regular and consistent meetings for Main Street small businesses are not really that easy to conduct. They're difficult, especially if you're B2C, especially for business to consumer, retailers probably. It's tough because you got customers coming in, right? But you got to schedule the time. B2B, a little bit less difficult, but the smaller the company, the harder it is, because we feel like we're talking to everybody all the time. Why do I need to have a meeting? But it really does change the dynamic of the conversation when you're actually sitting down across the table from each other and in a formal setting. I don't mean formal meaning formal, but I mean a meeting setting, so to speak. What do you think, Lee?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Websites, Lee. I need a website.
Oh, the website is keepingthepeople.com.
All right. We're going to talk some more about some of these teamwork priorities and imperatives that Lee Branham has discovered and is talking to us about. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.